Alex Kent, recreation supervisor, overseeing sports.
Very good. Alex, I hear that you guys have your Haunted Hollow Trail coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for each year for Halloween and everything, we do a couple of events, and the Haunted Hollow Trail is something that we've done in the past, and a lot of our community has enjoyed taking a walk through the trail. It's at Cave Hollow Park, and it's a section of the trails that lead back near the cave back there on the east side of the park. It starts at 7 p.m. this Saturday, October 25th, and we'll go till about 9 o'clock. And throughout the cave, we've got a lot of fun things set up to be going on. I don't want to give too many of our secrets away and prepare people for it, but we'll have volunteers stationed throughout the trail, kind of dressed up in some funny, scary outfits and doing their best to give our participants a night to remember.
Absolutely. Sounds like it's going to be a blast. Now, this is a scary trail, so what are the age limits for this?
You know, we have it down that it's not meant for children under the age of 12. You know, a lot of people have contacted us seeing if they could bring their 10, 11, 12-year-olds, you know, if the parents are with them. You know, we suggest that that people err on the side of caution. Obviously, we want it to be fun and enjoyable for people. We don't do this to, you know, to scare little kids or anything like that. That's not what this is about. It's more for the older group, the college kids. I know we have a lot of college kids, a lot of international students come out and take part in this, and they really, really enjoy it. And so that's kind of our target audience, more of the older crowd.
Very good. So older teens, early 20s, things like that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. And what is the admission going to be for this?
The night of the event, people will be able to show up and check in, and it'll be $7 per person. And what we'll do is we'll gather people up into groups of 5 to 10 people and at the entrance of the haunted trail, and we'll send them down the trail, and then about every 5 to 10 minutes we'll gather up another group and send people onward. And it's a pretty good little trail. It'd probably take about 25 to 35 minutes to go through the whole trail, depending on the pace and the size of your group and how fast you guys are all walking. But there's a lot of twists and turns, a lot of ups and downs along the trail that are going to be filled with some interesting creatures on Saturday evening.
Very good. Now, I know that some of the haunted houses in the city have rules and regulations as to what you can and cannot do, can and cannot bring into the haunted houses. This is just a trail, but do you guys have a few things that you would like to let people know that they can or cannot do?
It's one of those things where we have, you know, our volunteers and the people that are going to be participating, we want to be clear that this is, like I said earlier, it's about having fun and just enjoying the evening out. You know, our volunteers that are going to be working the trail have been informed that they're not to come in contact with people or anyone else. We don't, obviously, don't want to scare people that bad. And so that's just one thing that we do want to remind our people that are coming out to participate to, that while this is, people are trying to scare them, you know, obviously non-contact is our official policy, and we don't want any issues to come about either by the people that are working or the people that are enjoying the trail.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to let people know?
The best thing, obviously, will be people will be setting up and doing registration the night of the event, but if people want to pre-register, that'll kind of get you, once you show up, you don't have to wait in as long a lines. You can, if you pre-register, you can basically check in, get your wristband, and then we'll send you on the trail with your group. And you can pre-register by calling the Warrensburg Community Center at 660-747-7178 or by stopping by the Community Center at 445 East Gay Street here in Warrensburg.